buy me both flows, I not go talk.
I will buy you.
You go buy me, and I change my mind. I want something. I want both flows, then this thing, yummy yogurt.
Go get it for there.
Hey, make who go get it. I want both flows and yummy yogurt. Or I go tell the entire universe what you do right now. The person who did it to the way she's giggling too. Good afternoon to you if you're doing the listening. The afternoon, the things that I have, make catch Randy. Hey.
Where's your evidence?
You said,
where's your evidence?
I was videoing, you know, I just did this and it just went. That's what I was like.
Where's your evidence?
Eh?
Where's your evidence?
I think send them already.
Oh. These days there's AI. You have doctored a video. You want to use the video to tarnish my image. Now, nah? Wow, I thought we were
you
friends.
See, I don't talk anything. You just review
yourself.
I thought
we were friends.
You are just showing yourself.
Why would you use AI to doctor a video? Oh, come on. Don't do
you
that.
You know Andy knows that I don't have the time to use AI to doctor anything.
But you have the resources to employ a third party to do so.
Oh, Lord. This girl is crazy. See, the way, why they beg? Because that thing went live on Facebook. Oh, Andy.
Oh, your machine has crashed.
I'm not talking anything. Sister can't say, then they should show himself. What is that? Sule, go and buy the thing.
Now go to number one.
Want to go in 3 rounds? I miss him. Oh my God.
Oh, Jesus is Lord.
With his cute self.
Yeah.
Aggressive caring.
Oh.
I really miss him though. You got messy. Wounds so I into me.
Only now has the boy.
And the dusty one said,
we should do that one day.
And it was why into me. Only nam hana o hani pana o kasa kasa o di left risenda. And the dusty one. Hey, Bridash! Bridash!
Bridash!
Hey, knee upness. Hey, knee. It's a video. I hope he's not listening. I hope he's not listening.
Bra Penya, I didn't say something.
Enyemio, I didn't come to work. Enyemi. I said, Rene. Let's get on with the conversation. No, you see, when you meet someone, somebody means so much to you.
Yeah.
You remember everything that they do. Mm. Oh, fear.
Nah.
That's what he does to me every day. Look, I promise you, he hasn't, like, I've not been apart from him for this long, like, you know.
Aww.
Without us talking.
Aww.
Yay.
Emotional.
Are you, wait, what? But it's a story for today. It's Jomi Me. It's Jomi Me.
Everybody will be fine.
Everybody will be there. You know when people say these days, I feel like you guys are being nonchalant. Like, you don't care. I say, oh, it's me that I'm too emotional.
Nah. As I'm seeing it. Everybody will be fine last because if God is, I think it was Kumi that said it the last time.
Uh-huh.
If God is delivering you from something,
from temptation,
and you still decide that for whatever reason
you want to be,
you
there.
Are wiser than God or you are stronger, so you want to go for it. Is it me that I'm sitting? I'll come and advise you. Everybody will be fine.
Ah,
because everybody will be fine.
Anyway, the story from Bar is long, but I like reading it. Let me share one more time. I see your messages coming through 0548841039. 0548841039. Our social media handles at Hits1039. I'm seeing the messages are very funny.
Now read the story for the benefit of those who don't know.
Dear Andy and Na, I have been in a relationship with my boyfriend for about 3 years. We don't live together, but I've always considered our relationship to be serious. However, recently, there were certain things happening that I was not comfortable with. So I decided to pay him a visit. I did not tell him I was coming. I took my car from Accra and traveled all the way to where he was staying. In my mind, I had already decided that if I got there and he was not home, he would find somewhere else to sleep or come back home that day. When I arrived, I knocked on the door.
Pause.
Uh-huh.
She went to his house.
On
they don't live together.
No.
And in her mind, she decided that if she gets there and he's not around, he'll find somewhere to sleep. That's a very interesting. His own house, but he will have to find somewhere to sleep.
Me, that's one. Then that one not concern me. The place that concern me, they come. Okay. When I arrived, I knocked on the door. To my surprise, a young lady opened it. This is the part that I'm happy about. She looked at me and said, "Who are you?" I told her, "I'm his sister." She immediately turned towards the room and called out, "Baby, baby, your sister is here." My boyfriend then came out, and the moment he saw me, I could see the shock on his face. The lady had no idea who I really was. She genuinely believed that I was his sister. She welcomed me into the house, and because she wanted to make a good impression on her supposed sister-in-law, she was very friendly with me. We exchanged pleasantries, and after a while, I asked whether they had cooked anything. She told me they had prepared rice and stew. I asked her to serve me some. While she was in the kitchen getting the food, my boyfriend came close to me and knelt down. He wanted to apologize and probably explain what was going on, but I was so angry I slapped him. The lady heard the sound and quickly came out to the kitchen to find out what had happened. I smiled and told her, "Oh, nothing. I was just clapping for my brother for having such a beautiful young girlfriend and not introducing her to me." She became shy and seemed pleased with the compliment. She went back into the kitchen, still believing that I was his sister. I sat down and ate the rice and stew, and even ate two big pieces of
beautiful
chicken.
Who is this?
Nathaniel Niamotu.
After eating, I went into the bedroom and noticed that there were two wigs. One was bone straight and the other was a bouncy wig. The one I want for my birthday, you buy it for me. Thank you.
Let's continue.
I picked up the bouncy wig and said, this is very nice. She said, "Do you like it?" I said, "Yes." She told me, "You can have it." I took the wig, I put it in my bag. The funny thing is that despite everything that was happening, this lady was still being very nice to me. She played games. We played games on her phone together. We had conversations, spent time together. She had obviously absolutely no idea who her boyfriend's girlfriend, not his sister. Later in the evening, I decided it was time for me to leave. But before I left, she stopped me and went into the kitchen. She came back with food, a bowl of okra stew, and gave it to me. She told me that she knew it was already late, and by the time I would get home, I might not have time to cook, so I should take the food with me. I thanked her and took it. But before I finally left, I turned my attention to my boyfriend. I told him that his mother is not well and needed 300,000 Ghana cedis for medical support. I also told him I personally need some 200,000 Ghana cedis. He said he would send it to me. I told him that if he doesn't give it to me, I was not leaving and that I would stay a few days. He eventually sent me the money. I checked my phone and confirmed that the money had entered my account. Then I left the house. When I got home, I blocked him. But ever since that day, I have been asking myself questions. Why did he send me the money? Did he send it because he genuinely loves me and still wants to be and wants me in his life? Did he send it because he felt guilty after I caught him with another woman? Or did he send it because he was afraid that if he refused to give me the money, he would lose me completely? I also keep thinking about the other lady. She had no idea what was happening. She welcomed me in, fed me and gave me a wig, played with me, and even packed food for me to take home, all because she thought I was her boyfriend's sister. Now I blocked my boyfriend, but I am still confused about his actions. Dear Andina, did my boyfriend send me the money because he truly loves me, or he was simply trying to prevent me from leaving him after I discovered what he had done? Please keep your messages coming through 0548-841039. 0548-841039. Yeah. A lot of people have gotten some really nice messages. The messages are really, really funny. But Anadjo, let me start with you because you sat down here first.
Okay.
But we've been joined by Kelvin and
the
Allow people to introduce you.
I won't.
Anadja, please go ahead.
Okay, so Madam Speaker, panel of judges,
accurate timekeeper,
fellow debaters, all protocol observed.
You have 5 seconds, though.
And you're not they've given you severance package. You thank your God you are deceiving yourself about feelings. You see, that is why they say we do not advise people in love.
You think she's in love?
Because I was not expecting the message to end the way it did.
Me too.
What do you mean by, I'm thinking if he still has feelings for me, that's why he gave me the 500,000. Oh, if he had feelings for you,
he wouldn't do that.
Would he do what he did? You are a better woman than I am, because me, I would have taken the bouncy curls and the bone straight. Yes. And I'll find a way to get her number. And then when I leave, I will let her know that I'm doing this because you were nice to me. That man is not my brother. He's my boyfriend. And I will attach proof of our photos and videos, because obviously we do have pictures and videos together. This lady is lucky, because some people, they are in this situation and they walk away with just their hearts broken. God has been gracious to you, and you've managed to walk away with a wig. Sisiani wig bo. Not only a wig, a bowl of okra soup, my favorite.
What was inside? I want to know if there were crabs.
I'm sure there'll be some crab, there'll be some tuna, no. There'll be some kotodre, there'll be some
pork,
wele.
Pork.
Oh my God.
The tiny baby crabs.
To top it all off.
Mm-hmm. You got wig.
You that wig is the first one.
Bouncy.
Bouncy curls.
Bouncy.
Wig, bro.
Hey, sister.
You got okra stew.
Yes.
To top it all off,
you got
500,000 Ghana cedis.
Ega.
Hey, na ex gracia cry it. You are saying. You should be grateful. You should, like, I'm being playful and all, but I feel like she should find the nearest church and go and give thanks to God, because God has saved her. And God did not only save her. God has
money.
Saved you and given you a cushion.
Mm-hmm.
500,000 cedis.
Yes, sitting there wondering.
That is like life-changing money for a lot of people in today's Ghana. Let's be honest. I don't see why she's looking back. And that is why I started by saying, this is why they say you do not advise people in love. Because this one, you know, you've blocked the person. What is there to do again?
Mm-hmm.
My only challenge is, she should have been a girl's girl. Found a way to let the other lady know. But then again, it's also not your fight to fight.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying this because the lady was very nice to her.
Because she thought
you were the boyfriend's sister. And that is why I said she needs to attach proof. But then, however, my love, I don't think you should be second-guessing your actions.
Mm-mm.
No. The emotional damage that he has caused you.
Yeah.
That 500,000 is not anywhere close
to helping.
To how you would be feeling. How heartbroken and betrayed you would be feeling. But then let's just look at that money as a severance package.
Mm.
And move on with our life.
Thank you.
There's nothing like he still has feelings. If he had feelings for you and he respected you, he wouldn't do what he did. He wouldn't have to go to his home unannounced and go and meet a lady there. And the fact that he even played along that you are his sister, you get it? Because you introduced yourself as his sister. But then he could have found a way. But he played along, watched the two of you play games together, and even he gave you that, my dear, this man, he can kill you. So, so please, let's thank God for our severance package and let's move on with our life. There's always, and that is why I'm a big advocate for, there's always better out there.
How you take note that one?
Oh my love,
follow who know road.
There's always better out there.
Yeah.
If your man is rich, there's richer out there. If he's handsome,
there's
more handsome out there. If he's wicked, there's more wicked out there.
Hey, you have to top it off with
no
that.
Because there are two sides of a coin.
Okay.
So the reason why I always say there's always better out there is that, one, once you see somebody and you decide that this is the person I want to be with, you need to psych yourself that this is the person you want to be with, because there's always better out there. And that is why relationships go beyond feelings. It's a decision. So there's that aspect of me saying there's always better out there.
Yeah.
And then the other aspect of me saying there's always better out there is, if somebody is treating you like dirt, the person is not valuing you, there's always somebody who treats you better out there. So you need to have the courage to walk out of that toxic situation before you can go and experience the better treatment that is out there.
Yeah.
Because, for example, if I'm dating Kelvin, and Kelvin, you cry, can't treat me like I'm not, because you dare not. But in the case of, what do you mean by well? The way I'll beat you.
Wow.
Please, I'm sorry, I'm not a man beater. But I need to make that disclaimer. That was just a joke. But anyway, for example, the example I was giving, if I'm dating Kelvin and Kelvin is maltreating me, until I gather that courage to walk out of that relationship, I might not be able to meet Nathaniel, who treats me like an egg.
Please, let's ignore him.
So you understand why I say there's always better out there.
Definitely.
So please, my love, this is a severance package.
Why?
Let's thank God for, because some people face this, and then the only thing they get away with is their broken heart, and they are left to pick up the pieces of their lives.
Yeah.
Even though your heart is broken, your account is full.
Yeah.
Let's focus on that one.
Let's
focus on the positives.
Focus.
You understand?
Yeah. Thank you, my darling. Kelvin, please, your thoughts on this one.
Anaja mentioned one thing, and I feel at first I wasn't in support with surprise visitors, like going to visit your spouse or your girlfriend, your boyfriend, and like you not let him or her be aware. I wasn't in support of that. But with this lady's issue, I think it was the necessary thing to do. Because if she had informed him that, I'll be coming to visit, the other lady would find her way out. She comes, goes, and she come back for the normal life. And I feel with the new lady, the one that the guy was cheating on with, she's so innocent.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's so innocent. I think that's why she didn't attack her.
So when you were like, you would add proof when you go, at least to scatter things.
Not to scatter things, to save her from the demon she's dating.
I feel the lady didn't do that because of how she was treated.
Yeah.
Like a supposed
sister-in-law.
So maybe she considered that one. But on a second thought, she should have done that to save her. Because what it means, the man is a cheater, right? So if she's done the same to me, she can do the same to other people.
Exactly.
Do you understand? And the fact that she also came and at the end of the day, she made some investments, like she went home with a huge sum of money. So it's heartbreaking, yes, but at least somewhere is broken, somewhere the gap is filled. So you just weigh the balances and, you know, you move on in life.
Mm-hmm.
So the money was very necessary.
Very.
And the question that she was asking that, is it because of love? Or I feel it was because the man wanted him to leave, like her to leave.
Yeah, like she didn't, he didn't want to create.
Yes.
Yeah.
So wherever the money was, even if he had to borrow to give it to you, at least to save that space, peace, take it and go. Maybe afterwards we will talk about it.
And the blocking crowd, it was a very fabulous thing.
If she should go back to a relationship with that guy is not going to respect it.
The 500 crowd,
Kane crowd. If initially he was dating with one person, she should be prepared that now he's going to bring multitudes.
Legion.
You understand?
Lest I forgot this one too. Mm-hmm. You were like, you used me as an example that if I should do this to you, you move out, you might meet Nat. Do you know what Nat carries?
No, I get what you are saying, but I was just
playing with the positive.
Be serious. I was just trying to explain that my point, that there's always better out there.
Oh, yes,
you
yes,
never
yes.
know till you go search. Like
even in we have something called Usru Awarija Yawunya Waripa.
Yeah.
So that one is there.
I understand. Nathaniel, the drama uncle thing. But you know, you see that Instagram real voice.
Mm-hmm.
Focus. I just want to say that to her personally. I want Nathaniel to call her and tell her, sister. No, but I don't think that before Nathaniel comes in, I don't think that he gave you the money because he cares.
No.
He's never. Just trying to
Jinafako.
Also, I didn't know. He's trying to nip it in the butt so that you won't go and do a jealous style and be screaming, hey, big. No. And he realized that I think she was emotionally, she's emotionally mature.
Very mature.
Because not a lot of women can handle what she did.
Yeah.
Because they, who are you, can do?
Me, I don't think I can do it.
Me, mom, pandi. I think, wait, hold
you
on.
You won't even get the energy to ask me who are you.
Hold on. With the help of the Holy Spirit, I think I can be a better person. But I think I've gone to the point where, Charlie, oh, hi, please, so and so. When you see me, I say good afternoon, sir, and go away. I don't have the strength to argue. I think you get to a point where you get tired. You understand me? But you like this, you get full chest.
Oh, I'm still praying about it. Maybe in the near future, I'll be able
to tell the Holy Spirit to break your mood.
But I think the new lady should have read in between lines to at least.
She sounds very naive.
No,
because you cannot tell me that the energy was not off, especially in the beginning.
No, you see, no.
If you hear slap, sorry, I keep cut. But if you hear slap, how will you hear slap and somebody will come and tell you I was slapping, and you believe?
No,
slap and clap doesn't sound the same.
Clapping is like double or triple.
Yeah, your mouth is doing too much fire. Body de pepe, you wait, hold on. But I think that she's either naive because she's probably at the beginning of the relationship. Mm. So everything is doing her, you know, like
honeymoon phase.
Because she couldn't pick on that. And then some siblings don't get along too well. And for her, she's more focused on impressing. Like she said, she wanted to make a good impression. Right now, her attention is on, by the time this girl leaves, I want to make sure that my, you know, his mother will like me. They will like me. She'll have somebody on her side. So now, he was hanging out, he wanted to stay back so he doesn't get there and then the suspicion will break out. He's trying to manage the situation, but Uncle Yamano, bros.
Hello. So let's just imagine this. You know, you told me I'm a dramatic person. For instance, the man is Bella Samoa. The old girlfriend is
how
Mac
did we
Brown.
Get here?
I'm coming. The old girlfriend is Mac Brown.
Uh-huh.
The new girlfriend is
Emilia
Brube.
There was a clip like that. Right? There's a movie like that. There was a movie part like that. And they trained for some time. And that man, Mac Brown, went to the house and tried to insult Bill.
Was it Bill?
I think it was
Vincent. Bennett. Vincent. The one that she was like, Osimi in cinema, in Sea Mountain, or then.
Yes. My submission.
Forgive me, I'm a Kuma.
So, for instance, if you get someone like Mac Brown who comes in and is emotionally intelligent, highly, and she acts, how would you know? Secondly, after the lady had, for instance, maybe when they were in the relationship, she had always tried to meet the family members of the man. But because of what he is doing, he never for once agreed to go meet the family. So now your sister comes and says, "You're looking cute." Thank you.
Yeah, they're
you see, there are some women like that. Immediately you compliment them, everything rushes back. She was in the kitchen. She heard a slap. She comes in and they said, "Oh, I was just clapping for my brother because she had had a beautiful lady and never touched for once to introduce her to me. Oh, so I'm beautiful."
Yeah, she's more focused on the positive. Yeah.
So we may.
I could have detected that it was fanfooling.
No.
I will.
Calvin is like that.
You see, in certain situations, like that. You may not think like that because you have yearned to meet such people. So immediately the chance or opportunity presents itself, you want to be of your best behavior.
True.
Because you see, first impression always counts.
Yeah, it counts. Yeah.
Imagine your sister going home. When I went there, I was given 2 pieces of chicken. Oh, the okra stew on the lele.
She just wants to make sure that it gets home that mommy knows that she can cook.
I get it.
So that was her sole focus. But there are some women, one hands on you. Also your wine. You see, it sort of breaks that kind of connection. But if you I'm her sister. Oh, baby, your sister is in. Even the sister was like, yeah, crepe on where you want to. So these things are happening, but I feel she was so intelligent to manage this issue. If women or if individuals, like both gender, if you're able to learn from these things, it's like a scene.
Yeah. I think men handle those situations properly when
mostly
when guys realize that they are being played by one girl. Like they
guys, they usually don't care.
They end up teaming up against
the
men
woman.
Are the
But the women would fight ourselves.
Yeah, I think it's not healthy. Yeah.
Well,
men
for,
men will either walk away or before you know it, if they are two bad boys, sister,
they'll team up and they'll useless you.
Hey, sister, you're in trouble. That thing, I always tell women, don't think that you dating two or three guys at the same, when they find out, Shaggy, Pro Max.
Then again, in this story, I was looking for a plot twist that didn't come for me.
Yeah.
Where she said, oh, we got to even play games on her phone. I was thinking maybe they were even chatting. Oh, do you know the guy that you are with me is mine?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking it was dramatic and natural.
But I think that her, like, you know,
her level of maturity is different. Up-notch.
And then, you know, She was playing a game. She said she told the guy that the guy didn't give her the money, should have stayed a few more days. I think she said certain things were happening already that she wasn't comfortable with.
Mm.
So you see, when something is happening, you're already
you
have doubts and stuff. The moment you got there, it has answered your question, no. But she found a way to maturely handle it, because some of us, they ask, hey, is this what you are doing?
And you see, that is why I said I do not understand the kind of questions that she was asking us. Because what you just said, that's what I was thinking. You know, sometimes you are looking for a way out and then it presents itself. Rainy, so then said, hallelujah.
Rainy said that it's been a few weeks though. Abia, it's not love. It's the other thing.
It's Conji
is catching her. So now and she's feeling a little emotional. Mm. But I think she's brave to have been able to do it, because not a lot of women.
Yeah.
And
a few can, but she's but among not a the lot. Few. Yeah.
And I think we are forgetting something.
Mm-hmm.
Has the guy tried to reach out? Because
she's
that would say something.
He's been blocked.
Oh, now, blocked
if somebody,
him.
See, somebody has sent me an email before because I had blocked him on every social media platform. If somebody wants to reach you, they will.
Baddest.
Oh, I've had somebody come to my workplace before because I had blogged him everywhere.
Baddest.
See, if somebody wants to reach you, Shege, they will.
Hey.
So the blocking is not an excuse.
Another reason too is that sometimes you may block somebody, but you are looking for someone to just sort of justify what you're doing.
I'm sure he's had conversations with his friend.
Validation
yeah.
that what you have done is right.
Yeah.
Probably that is why she's asking that question. Because she has done it, but she's in her thoughts. She's like,
she's trying to validate herself. Mm. But what you did was good.
What he did was good, though. Because I have named it severance package.
No, for me, not even the money. The money, she deserved it. But the fact that the other innocent woman, she played it cool with her, because you can tell she's innocent. She doesn't deserve any fault. And I think women should look at that. When you are with a man and he's fooling around with somebody else or a bunch of girls, don't go and take your anger out on the other women.
No, because
most of the time they are ignorant of what is going on. They don't even know that you exist. So face the man who is doing that, and unless we women learn to man and tell her, sis, this is what he's been doing to, save her from that situation.
That's the only time you should
if you're going to attack the other woman, she too should bring her squad to come and beat you up. And then it goes on like a war that is unnecessary for us. So let's all join forces and face the man.
So now that this has happened, and she's an emotionally intelligent person, how would we as individuals or pundits here try to advise her as to how to bring the other lady in the picture?
You start.
Advising her. I'm asking.
Okay. That's why I said I would have wished that during the stay, she had found a way to connect with the lady.
But if
after tempers had gone down, this is not even a conversation to be had on phone.
Over lunch.
You invite her out, and she would obviously come because she's under the impression that you are her sister-in-law. So when you get there, make her comfortable. Let her know that you are not against her. If you were against her, you would have fought her when you got to the house
and
you saw her.
Yeah.
So you are not against it. And then you lay things down with proof. And I'm saying with proof because a woman in love,
you can't,
as I'm sitting here,
him.
If you come and tell me my boyfriend is, I'll look at you like, you're jealous of our relationship.
Yeah. You get the boy.
Hypothetically.
I just want you to say that.
But then if you come and you tell me my boyfriend, and then you are showing me photos and videos from different occasions, different days, no matter how I want to be, no matter how I don't want to believe you are saying, maybe in the moment I would snub you. But later, when I go and sit down and I think
you
about
think
it,
about it.
Any reasonable person would think about it and go like, this thing, it could be true. Mm-hmm. And then from there, you can take off the relationship. I always say, and as you rightly said, I always say that if you find out your man is cheating, your man is the person you should fight with. If at any point you, not even fight, like confront, if at any point you want to have a conversation with the other woman or women involved, it should be about saving them from the monster and not attacking them. Because genuinely, some people are innocent.
Yeah.
I know somebody who dated somebody for 2 years and had no clue he was married. By now, the wife will be praying at dawn on your head. But meanwhile, you know you are dating a single man who has discussed marriage with you and everything.
Oh.
But he's married.
Unfair.
Very unfair. So whenever you find your man is cheating, it is your man you have beef with,
yeah,
not the other woman. Because at the end of the day, it is your man who made you that promise. The other women, they don't owe you anything.
True.
It's your man who owes you loyalty. So he is the one you should face, and not the other women in the equation.
Nathaniel.
Ma.
No.
You are looking at Kelvin. You are saying Nathaniel.
Because this boy disturbs my life.
Okay.
But so, he makes it nice too.
Aww. Yeah. So I think you've said enough. You've said a lot about. But one thing I would want to pounce on is women should, why is especially.
Allow him.
Oh. Women, married women especially, should channel their anger and everything to their husbands if they find out, because most of the times, she said, they are not aware, though some of them are aware.
Yeah,
they even agree that I know you are dating, you are married, but me, I want to be a side chick and all that. But most of them are not aware. So instead of going to, because when I see two ladies fighting over a man, sometimes I ask myself, what at all is this man doing to both of you that you are fighting, like hurting yourself for this man?
Yeah,
you both, after fighting, you go in for
Another person. That's the painful part.
Do you understand?
So yeah, fight your husband, talk through everything. Because I feel with this message or test, maybe some are left out. Maybe after blocking, the guy reached out or something, he didn't come in. Maybe she also spoke with the other lady that we might not know.
No, but she,
but the right thing she should do was to at least reach out to the lady, as she said, and let her know.
But I think that it's not compulsory. It's up to her. She should decide whether she wants to reach out to her or not.
Looking at the story, morally, she was very nice to you.
No, morally, she doesn't deserve. No, morally, she should have.
Yeah.
But when you look at it from her point of view, maybe at that point she would have been emotionally intelligent to handle it. What if the other girl too, she creates more? So when she starts talking, you end up in something.
Yeah.
So she's also trying to weigh options. Maybe at some point she would tell her or not.
Sure.
You understand me? Yeah.
And you are right. She's actually not obliged to
yeah,
to do that.
There's no obligation to do that. Nathaniel?
Mm-hmm. Ma? So I also believe that... But looking at everything, I think because of how intelligent she is emotionally, she doesn't want to appear to be a homewrecker.
Yeah.
At first glance. So probably her first visit after whatever she had seen, she's just drawing notes. How do I meet her again?
Mm.
How does she respond to situation?
Mm-hmm.
Even when I asked her about the wigs, how did she respond? Was it willingly?
Mm-hmm.
Did she have an emotional attachment to it? Their level of communication with their husband or with their boyfriend now, has it grown to that extent that when I say something now, she will believe me or not? Maybe these are some of the things that she's looking out for before she gets the right opportunity and time to go in. Because now when she goes in, she knows that, okay, the person I'm going to tell, for instance, I can tell Ajo a lot of things now.
Why?
Of air. I can tell a lot of things to her. And because of the relationship that we've built and continuously going to build, I believe it's that is what she started to do. Because you can't go to someone's and you're like going to play a phone on a game on the person's phone like that. Like. She's starting something.
Yes.
And if they really want to get Bella Samuas, I'm saying Mac Brown and
Hashtag afternoon ride. I have love, son. Please, for my side of the story, I'm happy you blocked him. I will be happy if you relocate from where you stay and start a new life with that man he sent you from Francis. Francis, you're not
500,000 is life changing, man. You,
auntie, I'm going to start building us for this. This one says, good afternoon, Na and your lovely crew. Ah, this is Susanna. She says, the lady is smart, but she shouldn't think that the guy loves her, and that's why he sent her the man. He just doesn't want her to cause problems, doesn't want the other lady to know that she is his girlfriend. If I'm this lady, I would just make good use of the money so that when the guy sees me, he will regret his cheating actions. Now, please tell my father, Andy Dorsey, I've missed him so much. He should come back. Oh, okay. Susan Ash, our father.
Who acts in absentia?
Who is inside? Also,
who is in absentia?
Also, he's in second.
Sunyani.
Sunyani. So, Susan Ash, I'll find a location, Sunyani, for you. liar, pants on fire. And that question says, when your partner cheats, your beef is with them, not the other person. Good, she was mature in not attacking the lady. Secondly, after taking the money and blocked him, the story never mentioned he reached out to sort things out. So why all these love questions? Think he's guilty, hence sending you the money. Looks like she's still attached to him, which is normal because you don't just move on like that, like you never loved the person. The way forward is accepting the reality and embark on a healing process by seeing a professional to be free of it. Then you can move on. Don't just jump. Heal properly so an innocent gentleman doesn't suffer for what they didn't do. That's my Nana Kwesi for you. He would tell you the way it is. Good afternoon to you, darling. Yeah, from why? I'm in some person. Good afternoon, beautiful and handsome panel. Hey. From the onset, it be like, say, the girl didn't trust the guy, so when she got there, she wasn't surprised. The guy too be real G and acted along good. Otherwise, he might lose both of them. Endosperm. Shout out to you, my guy. But it's true, because if you go do giddy giddy, both girls could have ganged up on him.
Exactly.
Or one would have left and the other one would have beaten him.
And even if you ask me, I think he likes the new girl better than this old one.
I think so too.
Yeah.
And I think that's not the first time. I think she's either been living there the longest.
Yes.
But this is not the first time.
I wanted to just ask that with the first lady there.
They don't live together.
It's
a long distance.
How was the communication to like?
She said, like, I think maybe something had shifted.
Oh no!
Everything started changing.
She said you're saying a long distance relationship. Mm. That kind of relationship, sometimes these are issues come.
They disconnect.
I mean, if you come there once in a while, but long distance, you are.
Now I have a story for us.
The guys.
Wait, hold on. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, what a story! The original girlfriend is just need an excuse to also cheat on him. Reason she went on an money.
She needed an excuse to cheat on him. That's why she went.
No, I think she just from coming from two women. When we start putting two and two, three and four together, it means that you are cheating. We know something is wrong. And we come and check up on you. We are not coming to check so that we can go and cheat, though. No. We are feeling it in the air.
Maybe she was even coming for emotional support. She wasn't even expecting to meet
you. She wanted to confirm what was going on. And yeah, you know, we are CIA agents and FBI agents. Yeah, yeah, come. What can I say?
Men, behave.
Eh? I've been telling my male friends that when God was creating Eve, Adam was asleep. So the things that he put into Eve, weren't there. So the detective skills, the cooking things, the feeling that two people are already doing things, you don't know about. That's what become multitask. Super multitask, triple. Men, have you seen men multitasking before? It's a sight for sore eyes. It's a comment. It's okay. Let me end it there. But all the men out there, I love you guys so much. You're so amazing. Mwah.
You do?
What, the voice note? Come and play for me. Let me go. But thank you guys so much for joining us. But this story has made my afternoon. I think we all need to work on our emotional availability.
Exactly.
Oh, apparently, Pizza Man is here. Okay. So Pizza Man, the Pizza Man team is here. Oh. They have a new pizza called Flavor Breezy Man, Breezy Season.
That's a mouthful.
Cause me, I like Chris Breezy. So if it's breezy,
so it's what breezy. Flavor Breezy Breezy Season.
Flavor no pizza flavor Breezy Man.
Hey, that's a mouthful.
But it's called Breezy Season. If it's breezy, dear, let's breezy ourselves. Please sit down.
Yeah, let's
do that
ourselves.
Real quick. Let's do that.
I'm the chairman
quick.
Of the panel. Chairwoman.
Hi guys. Hi. Oh, I like the scarf. You look really tight, man. I like. Can I steal it? Oh, thank you. Hi gentlemen, how are you? Good afternoon. Sweetheart, come to the middle. Oh, the chairwoman herself is excusing herself.
Okay.
Oh,
feel free.
Oh. We are here for you.
Thank you guys so much for visiting us. Charlie, the Pizza Man guys, Omunye is you. Ladies, I'm auctioning men. Fine ones. Tell me which one quickly, so I won't auction that one off. So, what's up? I hear it's breezy season. What's happening at Pizza Man?
It's you know, it's just simple. We are just selling the medium pizza. Instead of 150, we are giving it to our lovely customers at 99 cedis.
No way. Yeah. Why? No, I have to ask, because anytime somebody's doing something free for me, I've got to ask the question.
Oh, no, it's just busy season, that's all.
You just love us.
Basically, that's it.
So it's breezy season. It's breezy. Instead of 150, it's going for 99. How long is this going to happen for?
Just today and tomorrow.
Oh, are they? So today and tomorrow, yes. Is it at every Pizza Man location?
Pizza Man branch.
Everyone,
yes, please.
And you have how many locations all over the place?
For now, we have like 63.
63.
Yes.
63. So for every 63 locations of Chicken Man, Pizza Man, it's breezy season. Instead of the medium size going at 150 Ghana cedis, it's going for 99 Ghana cedis,
yes, please.
Today and tomorrow. Please, you know your girlfriend was asking for pizza the other day. It's time. It is time for you to go and get that pizza. So just go and see you're looking for like, you know, the breezy flavor, Breezy Man. Go get it. 99 Ghana cedis. I hope my children are not listening to me.
And we also brought you some, you know, some lovely, you know, samples for you to also enjoy the breezy season too.
You know, I can't eat all the four, right?
Four.
Yeah, four.
Ninajwa. I'm sharing it with my boyfriends on air. So I got four packs, but the team is looking at me like crazy. So that means for us, the team, yeah.
Yes,
thank
please,
you so
yes,
much.
You're welcome.
Thank you guys so much for coming through. I need to carry some weight. It's heavy, yo.
Yeah.
So as I'm wrapping up with, you know, breezy season, go to every Pizza Man, Chicken Man, Pizza Man, like, you know, branch, 63 locations all around Ghana. And then the middle, like, you know, the medium size is now going for 99 Ghana cedis. It's breezy season. They're just showing us love this time of the year. And I like the idea of it. Because, baby, we bought it. You know, say I'm a foodie. I like food. When I tell people to send me what you like, what I can eat, nobody's minding. Pizza Man heard me, they bought me food. Into all. I see y'all tomorrow, my guys. The ladies, we are live on Facebook. Point the one that you like. Take a screenshot, send it to me. I'll send you numbers. These guys are so cute, eh? Nenada, which one? I've seen it. Okay. So one person is out. Two of them are for free. Contact me. Thank you guys for joining us on the afternoon ride. My name is Ajile Doko. Big shout out going to the Pizza Man, Chicken Man, Pizza Man team. Surprising us. Big shout going out to DJ Rainy, to Arnold, aka Sugar Daddy. So right now the Nigerian guy is taking over. He's hugging girls over there. ETI is taking over with Ganja Jada. I'm out of here.
Sorry, no pa. Kel chako toothpaste na me di chuchu mi si. And mommy confidence, the morning in her.
Se wushia ama na mi si fit ehi gusuna me sreya. Ehi on wan wan wan. Me di kel chako toothpaste. Ene chuchu mi si. Obo adi ene pa, e wo bi di emu no. Enye di aye kel chako toothpaste. E bo e sen wubay, e free mwawa, e bo e simu tukru. E si an shie, enye lumunka. Shire se, ama ni kel chako toothpaste in su niye. Yeti senta fo.
Me di ama jik kel chako. Toothpaste at tubu. Me shouldn't know. Pay an adwa meko dano. Emma me sinye fita. Confidence level kwasro. Etibinama. Na me si 32 nini negusu.
and canino and near maminum di bidia tree seno asaya baby mo bidia wo kel chaco toothpaste mono and a see fita and mana wanting nessa yin kebia mo wenum ye rum and unti mwa monum coffee wine any tobacco a camo sesono abama mo kel chaco toothpaste sankofa ENG
kel happy smile
Eddie Aji Gedin Kato Yatumo.
Tune into Hit Gallery, where the hits comes alive. Feel the rhythm, feel the vibe. Every song is a masterpiece. Join us for the ride. Something Wicked Sports, 7:30. What's Up in Town, 8:30. From the classic to the latest, we have got your favorite sound. Hit Gallery, your evening show where the best beats can be found. Joe, yourself, all the co-concert that you missed on our previous shows, we will drop the voices for you. Hit Gallery, challenge, spot it.
Hits FM
103.9.
Hits FM 103.9.
So we gon' have the sweetest love.
You are mine.
If you want, I'm telling you, ladies, ain't no more.
It's FM 103.9.